when we talk about the value of a given painting, we're into a very odd kind of business. Who decides what a painting is actually worth? In business school terms, it might be the case that you would argue that scarcity and reputation drives price. If an artist produced very little output, that might drive up the price of individual items. And if their reputation is very high, that would also increase the price. But as many have noted, including the famous art critic Robert Hughes, you finally have to throw up your hands when you're trying to estimate what value should be placed on a given painting. He said, to quote him directly, "It's kind of a cruddy game for the self-aggrandizement of the rich and the ignorant." And he pretty much refused to spend much of his considerable creative talents considering the values that were placed on individual paintings. It's interesting, in the case of music, there are clearer parameters on what will be paid for a given piece of art, but it doesn't necessarily make the system any more just. A songwriter, for example, will get 9 cents per song if another records it. That doesn't add up to actually a lot of money, even if a fair number of records are eventually sold. Songwriters also get royalties that are collected from licensing organizations. Those royalties are from universities, restaurants, radio stations, television stations, even jukeboxes in bars, and they're distributed back to songwriters and performers. But actually, most of those royalties end up going back to music publishers, who own the catalogs of most musicians. Art gallery owners also take a hefty cut for every painting that they sell, up to 50% of the price of the painting. So we get back to Hughes' point again that art prices are pretty much a fiction that we kind of sustain as meaningful. And in fact, there's probably very little in the actual price of a painting that can be defended on any single basis.